You've heard the unwritten rules of baseball. Well, the federal community has them too. One of them is the unspoken rule that many times reports from auditors should not be taken at face value. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller decided to break that fourth wall and talk about a recent critical report on the Interior Department's implementation of the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Cybersecurity Program. Jason joins me now with more. All right, so what was this report all about, and how come you decided to talk about it?
So the report itself is interesting because it really focuses on Interior's implementation of the CDM program, a major cyber program every agency's on the hook for.
And this is something they have to report on regularly.
Well, this is something that agencies have to report on.
Right.
The IGs can or they decide what
if
to
they
do.
Want. Yep.
Exactly. So this is not one of those mandated reports like we saw with the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act. But basically what the IGs found was they said that the Interior Department was immature in its implementation of CDM. And there's a couple wow moments in there, Tom. The first wow moment was it would take Interior 5 extra years to get to that initial operating capability that they expected. So Interior said, well, we'll make it by September 2014. Now they're saying we're not going to make it until 2019.
2019?
Exactly.
Wow.
That was my reaction too. The second piece was they had 90,000 unpatched critical or highly valued assets. So very similar to my reporting on NASA, where the IG says that the Interior Department had systems that were very much at risk. So on the surface, Tom, that sounds like, whoa, what's going on here? This is a major problem. Like, this is Interior's not doing their job. But what happens with many times with all these IG reports and all these GA reports, and listen, this is not being critical of the IGs or the GA, they play a very, very important role. But what happens is, Tom, we talk about them like it's something that's happening today. Like, this is a problem today. And let's discuss how these work. As many federal employees know, these reports are started sometimes 6, 9 months, a year ago.
They're like elephants in that they have a long gestation sometimes.
Exactly. Then they write the report, and the agency can comment on the report, and then the IG or the GAO then takes those comments and reworks the report, edits the report, and then you get this final product maybe a month, maybe 3 months later. So sometimes the information is 6 to 9 months old. So is it really an accurate of what's happening today? And the answer is no, it's accurate of what was happening 6, 9 months ago. And I think that's the case here with CDM.
And so what is missing then from the report that we need to know to have an updated picture of what's going on?
So I got a chance to sit down with Sylvia Burns, the CIO of the Interior Department, and she admittedly says, listen, this was an important IG report, but the IG was using data, for instance, on those 90,000 unpatched systems that was a year old. So I said, well, why didn't you give them new data? And she goes, well, we did. They just chose not to use it. Or there's a miscommunication, or she's not really sure what happened in there. But basically, to say Interior has 90,000 missing critical patches is just inaccurate right now. She said maybe a year ago it was, but then the cyber sprint happened, and then we focused on it. We had weekly meetings to make sure those systems are patched and fixed. So it's not necessarily that the IG is incorrect. They're just not correct today. And I think that's the key.
Also, that number 90,000 can also be misleading. By the way, we're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, but maybe they have 50,000 desktop PCs that all have the same patch requirement, which means you can fix 50,000 of them in a millisecond just by sending out that whatever it is you need to send out from Patch Tuesday.
Correct. And but the point of the IGs would tell you is, but they haven't done it. Doesn't matter if they can fix it in a millisecond or can fix it in 20 days. It's not done. But the other piece of this, Tom, that I think is interesting is the Interior Department dings the Interior Department on the timing. Your reaction, 2019, but as Sylvia Burns told me, they couldn't get started to implement the CDM program until 2015. So that 2014 date that they initially thought was based on best guesses, working with DHS, working with the contractor. So DHS ended up pushing back the schedule. Interior then therefore has to push back the schedule. So in many ways, what the IG doesn't take into account in the report is that Interior is really at the will of DHS and the contractor that's hired in that grouping. Remember, it's not like Interior gets their own contractor. There's certain groups of like agencies. They get a contractor who then works across all agencies. So there's a lot of things in here that's missing. I think that's a common thing with auditor reports. Again, play a key role, not dismissing their importance. But we can't, as journalists, we can't, as the federal community, and we can't, as members of Congress, sit back and say, well, there's one report, it shows there's a problem, fix the problem. Now, there are always exceptions, and I think when it comes to auditors' reports, if you see 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 reports all pointing to the same problems, that's a systemic problem. I think that's a lot different than a one and done.
All right, good advice for the internet search Google, write it up type of world that we seem to live in these days. Also, quickly, you also writing today about the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, FITARA, and some oversight suggestions to improve that whole reporting regime there.
So, Tom, just this November, the next month, there'll be a year since the first scorecard was released under FITARA. This is grading agencies' progress implementing the law, the IT reform law. And while the scorecard, the initial congressional scorecard, there's been two of them, have really done well. They've really brought the attention on it, help agencies feet to their fire. There's a group of experts, Mike Hettinger, Rich Butel, who was one of the driving forces behind this law when he was on Capitol Hill, and Kareem Al-Ali, who is with Sensio Consulting. They three of them have written a white paper making recommendations to improve the FITARA scorecard. Now, these aren't just recommendations that they sat around, drank coffee or scotch or something, and decided how to do it. They actually interviewed 8 teams of CIOs or CIO, you know, people from the CIO organizations to ask, how could we make this better? What are some things that are missing? Because I think what they found and what we found in our Federal News Radio CIO survey is there's a lot of frustration with the scorecard. Not that it's not important and not that it's not, doesn't need to be there, but is it accurate, really measuring the progress agencies are making? I think that's the key here.
A parallel there to IG and other auditor reports. Does that particular scorecard really tell exactly or fully what's going on?
Right, because in FITARA, there's 7 areas that the law calls out, and the scorecard's only measuring 4 of them. And I think what the agencies are saying, CIOs are saying, is, hey, there's these other 3 areas that we think we're doing pretty good on that would change our scorecard, would really show the real progress we're making. Because in some ways, an agency can say, we're not maybe doing well data center consolidation, but we're doing really well with CIO authorities that aren't being measured. So I reached out to the members of the Hill, Congressman Will Hurd, Congressman Jerry Connolly, and both have said in either to me or at recent hearings that they are looking at updating the scorecard, making it better. Dave Pounder from GAO, who puts together the scorecard on behalf of the folks on the Hill, said he's had conversations with the members of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee about improving the scorecard. So they're hearing these CIOs, and I think what Mike Hettinger and Rich Butel and Kareem Al-Ali is doing is just trying to add a little momentum to this effort.
Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller, thanks so much for that update.
My pleasure, Tom.
And you could read his notebook online now at federalnewsradio.com.